Okay, we begin the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, Chapter 7, War 8. The next three halachas, Ches, Ches, and Yud, are going to deal with different permutations, the difference between a goy and a Jew, and a goy and a Jew, regarding separating challah that wasn't chayiv and challah, as we will discuss. I can explain you all the laws clearly, but the rationale behind it, it's hard. It's hard. And if I don't explain it well, I just don't explain it well. But what can I do? It's not easy. And the commentary is too helpful. Okay, Shnei Goyim. First, let's try to get the case clear. Shnei Goyim, two non-Jews. Now, is a non-Jew chayiv and separating challah?
No.
Absolutely not. Strike one. Okay? She'asu Isa Kashiur. Together, the non-Jews made a batch of dough which had enough of the amount to be chayiv in challah, 1 4/5 kavim. That's the amount we said, 1.8 kav. They had, but, important, when they were needing it, and we learned this halach by a yid, they were intending to split it up at the time of the needing. So each one would only have half. And we know even with a yid, the halacha is, you're not chayv and chal if you don't plan. Right. And if you're just giving out a little bit to everybody, you're dealing with big dough and everyone's getting a little piece, you don't separate challah. So it's like a two negatives here. They're goyim, A. B, they're doing in a way that even if you were a yid, you wouldn't be chayv in it. Okay? And they split it up subsequent to that understanding that they needed it at the time that they should not be having it together. Now, next step. Now, you know this case would never happen. But anyway. Then they both convert.
Whoa.
So you could say they've been in the conversion process together, tag team, you know, working for a while. Could be husband and wife. And they're coming to the very end of the classes and they're learning how to make challah. Okay. Anyway, so they got this dough. They split up the dough. The dough's still sitting around. Maybe even the right. And then they went to the mikveh that day. I guess you know. Mm-hmm. And now they're coming out of the mikveh.
Thursday afternoon.
Now each one now is a Jew, and they got like half of an amount of dough. It's less than chayv for dough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one we're not finished. V'hosiv kol echad al chelko. So now each one continues adding on to the dough. After they converted, now they've added on another half. So each one on their own now has 1.8 kavim of this. Now the question is, are they chayiv in giving challah from this? Because think about it. The first half that was given, they weren't chayiv at all.
No.
But now the next half, clearly they're chayiv. But now we also got the other half reckoned.
Right.
So what is the law? Unbelievable! Hareza chayavis. Each one is chayiv to give truma. Yes. Why? No, they don't combine with each other. They combine with their
previous.
Exactly. Why? So it seems the logic is like this: if they were a goy alone, then they'd be potter.
Right.
If they're a goy alone, they'd be potter. But because now they've kind of messed up the opportunity for this. But the problem is, there was never a moment where it could potentially have been chayiv. When they were goyim. Let's say you're just a goy, and you got a big amount. Well, then there was a potential for this stuff to be chayiv, but the problem is you messed it up, you're a goy. So now that once the potential was messed up, you can never fix it up again. But here, there was never a potential for it to be challah because not only were they a goy, but they didn't have the amount. So it's not because I'm a goy I can't give it. Okay. There wasn't even the potential to even start off. So nothing. The only time it doesn't work is when there was potential, and because you're a goy, the potential has been washed away. And then it can't be brought back.
So we're saying,
but if the potential never started, why? Because it never started with So there wasn't sha'as chayv a potential obligatory thing because when they're goyim, it never was even potential that got dashed. Sherei pachas mekashir because it was less than the shear biyakolechem each one of them. So it never was. So if it's like there's a potential, it could be. But the problem is you're a goy. So now the potential is wasted. So the potential doesn't come back. But if there never was a potential, and now you're a yid, well, it's never been a dashed dough, as it were.
It's never been
actualized. So that goes in. All right, that's the first halacha.
So if we, therefore, from this halacha...
Don't therefore. Don't therefore.
This is easy.
No, it's not.
And I'll tell you the thing. You don't have to listen if you don't want to. So what happened is, if the goy converted after they had the full amount, and then the goy converted, he wouldn't forbid.
Of course not. That's what I said. If one goy was making a challah,
the full amount,
and he had the full amount. Now it had the potential. The challah per se had the potential, because it's the right amount. But because the goy washed out,
now he converted. That same goy converted.
Nachayv.
It's tainted by the fact that
it's gone.
That's
the opportunity's lost.
I think
that's the only point I wanted to bring up.
I think so. Now, Tess, let's reverse it now. Avol Shnei Yisrael. Now let's take two Jews.
Ooh.
Two Jews. Shasra did the very same thing. They did one amount that had the full amount, but their intention was when they had it, they were going to split it up. All right? So now it was there potential? Well, we'll see. V'chazer kol echad v'echad. And then afterwards, they changed achar shechalko. After they split it up, v'hosif al chelko. And now they each add on to that half. Ad sheshu m'shir until they add to the shir. Hareze petura.
Wow.
Because they're putter now. There was a potential. They were yidden.
Yeah.
It was a potential. But the potential got knocked out.
Because of the
division.
They were free at that time. Because they did it to divide it up. Which knocked off the chiyuv. There was a chiyuv.
Yeah.
Right? Potentially. Because it was a full shear. There was a full shear over there.
But there were two of them.
There's a great chance for up. Now they split it. You knocked it off. All right. Now the real killer. Yud. You have a goy and a Jew are partners.
This is a little tricky.
Okay. And vechilku. Now, from my commentary, it seems that they needed it without the intention of splitting it up. That's what my commentary adds. And then, v'chilku, and then they split it up afterwards. And then, v'achagach nizgar agoy, then the goy converts. V'hoisiv hager al-shalo, and the non-Jew adds on to make a full amount after he converts. V'yisrael shalo, and the Jew adds on to what he had. Well, just anyway, he adds on. At shehishlim kol echad yisasa shetil, each one has the entire shear. Shel yisrael chayevus, the Jews obliged, for shel goy petura, and the goy is not.
Wow, I really would have thought the other way.
Wow.
Well, it seems that that the Jew was never absolved because he never had a shear to be chayev.
Oh, because
he never had a shear to be chayev to begin with because he only had a half. Right? But he only had half. But the goy, if he would have been Jewish, then there would have been a shear. There would have been a shear, and he would have been chayiv, and there was a potential. That's the commentary saying, I don't understand it. So therefore he loses it. I don't understand it. I can't explain it to you. But
why is the goy worse off now than when there were two?
In the first case. You see, we're wondering if the first case was same case.
It's not exact same case. Remember,
he's got a Jew. Goy, but why?
Because they both planned on, at the time that they needed it, they planned on sharing it.
So the challenge here is, in the first case, it was two goyim. Here he had a Jew who now counteracts the goy, and it makes it A-OK. So now the goy is disqualified.
So the Jew never was absolved from it because the goy had the other half. It never started.
Right.
But the goy, potentially, if he would have been a Jew, he could have been added on to the Jews. Somehow, for that reason, it's considered like he absolved it then and it can't be brought back, and that's hard for me to understand. We'll just leave it as a question. Okay? Okay, not bad considering the territory we got through.
And what is the commentary
saying? It's so long and so hard, I don't want to do it. It's just, you can do it on your own, Martin. It's just, I ain't got the head for it. Okay, Yud Aleph. Okay, next one's not too bad. Not too bad. Hanoitel Soor Me'isa Shalohur Machalosa. You've got dough right over here that you did not take off challah. You're supposed to give a challah. So really, right now, it's tevel. Okay? What did you do? You went and took a little yeast out of that. You took it out. Okay. Now, that little bit of yeast is tevel, and it's not good. It's got to get fixed up. Now, what do you do with yeast usually? You put it in another dough. Okay. V'nasala toch isa shehur machasa. Now, here's dough number one. You didn't take any challah off. Took a little yeast out of it. Now you go to another challah, which has had its challah removed.
Oh, no.
And now you're putting this yeast, which hasn't had the tevel yeast, and you stick it in there.
Contaminate that challah.
So now, what happens to this challah? Boom. It's not good.
It's not.
So you've messed it up big time because it's inside it, right?
It's done it's not done.
It's all right. So now how are you going to fix it? How are you going to fix it?
You take off.
So we're going to give you the best way to fix it, and if you don't do the best, we'll give you another way. Now, obviously, you want to fix in a way without having to waste any dough.
Yeah.
You're trying to minimize how much you got to waste. So you got to figure, okay, well, what's my option? Well, let's just think about it. Well, what's the status of this new dough that's been... challah's been taken off.
Yeah, challah's been taken.
But I went and put in tevel into that. What would I have to do to fix? Could I fix it?
Potentially.
For sure, you could fix it. How could you fix it?
Take a little off.
Take a little off, but now I got less dough. I've been wasting dough. It's like double time.
Go back and take from the original challah.
Oh, so we got to figure a way that I can take a challah off of something that still needs challah taken off.
Yeah,
so not
the whole thing
is
tevel
anything.
Too.
So the Rambam will say one thing, but it could have been what you thought too. So what? So option one, so you lose the least amount of bread. Hareza mevi isa shnia. Bring a third dough that has not been separated challah. Or for that matter, you could go back to that original one. I don't know what the Rambam doesn't say, but you could go back to that original one that you didn't take off.
Because it needs to be fixed anyways.
Shia ba'im, now, shia ba'im seor, let it be with this, yeast. Enough with, in other words, with the new dough you plop in, together with how much yeast that needed to get fixed up, together, there's a sheer yeast. So you have enough dough between the new dough and the yeast. But you have enough bachal, you have enough of a shear to take off. And now put the new dough into this dough, because it has to be mina mukaf. It has to be together with it. Put it in, but not so you can't just see where it is.
Yeah.
But you put in another dough. Okay, it's mixed, but I could see it's its own thing. So umafrish b'neis ha'shniya, shear challah. From the second dough you put in, just separate some challah. Valasor, and I'll go on for the yeast. Kadesh yito minamuko. So now you can be able to take it from close proximity. So you hear what's going on over here?
And that fixes up the first one too, or no?
Well, no, the first one, no. If you don't take the first guy you fix up. We're just saying what you could theoretically do is take the first one or another one. Doesn't matter. Stick it into this dough.
How much?
As long as you got enough here and with the yeast that it's a shear of challah, now you take off of the new dough enough, and now you got to take it off anyway, don't you?
Right.
So now you don't waste any dough. You see, well, that would be the optimal way to do it. And it's got to be stuck. It's got to be minamukov. You're not supposed to separate truma.
That's a huge amount, because to take that second amount, which is...
Well, you have to give how anyway?
100%. So that's a large amount that you're mixing into the amount that you already have there.
So, but now, the one I have has been tithed already. I already took chal off of it.
So then you can separate the doughs afterwards.
You can do what you want. It's just to be minamukov.
Okay.
It's got to be together. It's got to be together, but not thoroughly mixed. We can't tell them apart. Then it wouldn't work at all.
Just stick it in.
Now, that would be the wisest thing, because you don't have to waste any double challah.
Yeah.
But if you don't, what if you don't have another dough? Now, what about the other one? I guess it got lost. The cat ate it, right? Now, say it's a cool tevel. So now what happens with this new combining? It's all tevel.
Mm-hmm.
It's all tevel. Well, if it's all tevel, mafresh challah. Now you give challah, I'm here. But the rice, I don't want to do that. I already gave challah from this one. Now I got to give again, so I'm going to lose 1/24th or whatever. Shat tevel b'mino, when you have tevel mixed up with its own kind, oser b'cholser asers, everything, even a minimal amount. Why? It's a dover sheish lo matir. You could fix it up. Just take off more tevel. Therefore, we don't say it's butl even within 1,000. Okay, not too bad. We're getting through not too bad.
So you have to separate the proper amount the second time also. Is that
yes,
right?
For sure. Now, yud bais. It gets a little bit tricky here. Okay, we guess the what the round is going to lay down rule number one, then it's going to lay down rule number two, and based on the two rules, now you'll understand how to do what's going to come out of it. Okay? Keep in mind, we know that in regular chulin, tumah only goes as far as a sheni.
Right,
it
doesn't go
to a shlishi. Avatumah, when it touches a rishon, a sheni, doesn't go past. When you deal with holy foods, it goes to a shlishi. Just know that in general. Okay. Now, what do you got over here? We're going to have a case where you've got two doughs. One is tumah and one is torah. Okay? You don't have enough between the two of them to separate challah. But if you mix them, you could. If you put them together, you could make challah. But wait a minute. You don't want to make the tohar dough tummy.
No.
So is there a way that I can combine the two doughs? Now, normally, what would you do? You would take two doughs and put them together.
I would make a tummy.
But you don't want to do that. You don't want to make the what is tohar. Why would you make a tummy? Is there a way that I can combine the two and not make the tohar tummy? Is there a way?
Well,
and the Rambam is going to tell us how you can do it. So first he's going to lay down two rules and then tell you how you can do it. Isa hatfula lechala. First rule number one. Dough that is tevel for chala. I mean, you haven't separated the chala yet. Eina kachala. It is not considered like chala in what day? In what way? That it's not considered holy. And whatever tuma can get can never be more than a sheni. Now, once you separate truma, then it could be a shlishi. But even though it's ready to be given for truma, challah, right? But as long as it's not challah yet, it's considered mundane. Even though you know you got to separate challah, but until you do, it's mundane, and it only goes as far as a sheni for truma. Rule number one.
So we're only talking about the challah, though, that can become a shlishi, not the whole dough.
Yeah, right. But right now, any dough that's destined to be challah, it can only be a sheni, because it isn't challah yet. He says, v'arehi kechulin liyadu. It's like chulin regarding tuma. It can only reach the level of a sheni and not more. Rule one. Why? Sheina sheni osu shuli chulin. Because a sheni can't make something a third when it comes to chulin. As we explained, that's rule number one. Rule number two: umutar ligrom tuma lechulin shveres. You may cause chulin, purposely to be tame even in Eretz Yisrael. Chulin, you can make tame. Truma, you don't want to make truma. Kutch, you don't make truma. But you can make regular stuff tame. You can. It's not a prohibition. Okay. Now, based on this, how can we take two doughs? One is tame. One is tar. That don't have enough of a shear, is it possible to combine the two, that it's mina mukaf, that you can separate, and but you know what happens, you put the tummy with the tar becomes tummy. Yeah. How can I put them together and not make them tummy? So let me say it outside before we read it inside. So what you do is like this. Okay, here is the tummy loaf. Let's say it's a rishon. Okay? And you got the tar loaf. Let's do like this here. This is the Torah loaf. This is the Tamei loaf. Okay, now I need... Okay, these are two globs of... Now, from the Torah loaf,
yeah.
I'm going to take off two pieces of dough.
Okay.
Okay, from the Torah. One, it doesn't matter how big. The other one is going to be the shear of challah for both. Got that?
Sorry, it's a double shear.
It's enough that if I want to take challah on both, yeah. Right? So whatever I have to take, this is 1/48, whatever, of both. This doesn't have to be as much. You're going to see. This is the go-between. This is what I do. I take this. This is tar, right? It's not tummy now, but it's chulin, right? So what I do, I put it right next to the tummy. All right? Now, what does this become? A sheni.
Yes.
It's a sheni, right?
Yes,
now I take the part that I want to be truma.
Challah.
And it's now, but I have not yet separated challah. I haven't. I didn't call
still
it.
Still in the dough.
I can't because it's not enough of a shear.
Right.
So it's not tummy. Can it get tummy now to a shlishi? No, it's regular chulin.
Right.
Right. Now I'm going to put it right here next to this and next to this. So now it's touching a sheni. Can the sheni make this a shlishi?
No.
But now look what I got. Everything's connected. And is the tar tummy?
No.
Because it's touching the one here that is not a shlishi. No tuma has encroached in this. And now I say this is challah on the whole bunch.
So you can't actually separate that. It still has to be connected to it.
It is. It is. I connected all. Yeah. See, I connected it all very nicely. Isn't that a cute? Wow. It's like a jigsaw puzzle.
That's a hard thing.
So it's possible. And what? In the end of the day, what do I got? I move this back. This stuff is tame, and it can be used as tame food. And this is tar. It's used as tar food. And that's how I do it. Now, everything I said, that's what inside now. Okay?
Wow. That's great.
You know why it took me so much time to prepare this, okay?
I see that.
All right. So now, so like this. Where am I now? So I did the two. Lefikach, therefore, based on the first two rules we said, shtei isos, if I have two doughs, achas tmeya, one is tame, v'achas tar, one is tar, and neither one has enough of a shear for challah. So notel kidei chalas shteya me'isa. You take enough, that was one of the balls, enough that it could be chala for both doughs. Shalohor mechaz, we haven't yet separated any truma, a chala. V'nosna b'em, so you put it in the middle. Samuch next to lisas ha-tahora, the dough that's tar. U'moshech, it shouldn't be moshech, it should be noshech, and cause it to bite. Mina tmeya, from the tmeya, l'tahora, kidei be'ya. And you're putting another one in the middle there. Kedelitra mina mukav to order to make it separate from the mukav. So you got to just add in a little bit in between. You put an extra ball in there, and that's how you're able to make it happen. Okay, onward. Next halacha. All right, Yud Gimel. The Rambam is going to now make use of a term called demai, which we're very familiar with. But the demai here is not to be understood as regular demai. It will not make any sense. And the demai, normally demai means you get some stuff from an amor. So you don't know if he separated maestros. This is not, it's a suffix. The Rambam is going to refer to a different kind of a suffix as demai. Okay? As we'll see what it is, there's a suffix, there's different witnesses saying was challah given from this or not. And we're not sure. He's going to call that, if you're not sure of challah's going, he's just going to call it demai, but it's not really demai. So that kind of throws you on this one. He pulls demai out of nowhere. You don't know what he's talking
about.
This
is suffix challah.
So Gil Gemel, he says like this. Oh, here's the thing. Remember we had this with trumas. Remember we had this thing where you could have this one big basket of food that truma wasn't taken off, and you want to take off a little bit. You want to use some food here. I say, okay, I want a little bit of this to be meiser for this, and you just keep taking all the meiser comes from the one section. Yeah. So the whole thing is meiser. You give the whole thing to the levy. Remember we had that kind of thing? Well, we're going to do the same thing with challah. We got a whole bunch of doughs over here, and I keep wanting this one. Keep this will be challah for that. This will be till I give the whole challah away one thing.
Okay.
So it's possible to do this. But there's a problem. It's not mina mukaf.
Right.
See, by meiser doesn't have to be mina mukaf. But how can I do this if this is ena mina mukaf? So how can you do this? So oisa adam isa tahor. A guy could take tahor dough. And he's not going to separate any challah from it, per se. He's leaving it as the overall one. Umeinich, and you leave it. Umeiniach miksos, you leave a little bit. Lios mafresh, you'll separate from it. V'holech chalos al isas acheres, and it will work for other chalas. V'afilu nitme isas, even if the other chalas become tame. So we have two problems. You are separating Torah and tame, and you're separating not from minamukov.
Right.
Those are two things you usually don't do, but you could do it. Until that one that you left, it's all challah. However, you got to remember, that could take you a few days, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the dough would spoil.
Yeah.
Not good. For who? One of the qualifications, shaloti pasim, it shouldn't get spoiled. Because over a couple of days, if it gets spoiled, then it's not good. But if it starts to spoil, then ain't much. You can't separate from it because you can't give them spoiled stuff as challah. Now, but it's only in one unique case. Regularly, you couldn't do this. But when do we say this uniqueness? When the ones that you're tithing against, these challahs that you want to be able to eat them, and I'm tithing against it, suffek. This is doubtful. We don't know if truma, if challah was already separated from them. If I have a bunch of dough, I said, you know, I'm not sure. Two witnesses said challah was separated. Two separate said it wasn't. So what I do, so a suffek, I'm going to separate some more challah. So I could take this other one that's not minamukov, tor and tame, then I'll allow to do that. When it's a suffek.
But not
once you separate against them, suffek, Dafolim horma chal. If you separate chalim already, olo horma. And now he calls this shechalas demai. Chala of demai. What does it mean? Not demai. That if he, Amoris didn't give that. We're not about that. We're saying if we're in doubt, if it was separated, chala. Then we say that suffix nitelus minatrala tome. You may separate from tor and tome. Lichat chila initially, and even though it's shalom in amukav, even though it's not connected, you may do that.
That's
as
a special
well.
Situation.
Okay, we're going to leave it as here.
Normally,
eighth parak starts off very easy. So I've been the first for our office. Very easy.
Tomorrow night there is a class.